Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Anil assured Mala that Kavita would be found alive and well. Coretta told Ignatius that John no longer wished to do counseling, and he suggested she give him an ultimatum that if he didn't, she would leave him. Shelley advised Mala to do a thorough medical checkup. Kavita's car was found on the seawall, and there was blood on the seat. As we return, it's Independence Day, and we join Auntie Myrtle at home.
We welcome Independence of Guyana. Happy Independence of Guyana.
Auntie Myrtle.
Catalina,
you hear what's going on?
What?
Kavita missing.
What?
Yes, I just come from the same shop and everybody talking about it.
What you mean missing?
Couple days now, nobody can't find she.
Oh my goodness.
Apparently, she and her father had an argument. She drive off in her car and nobody has seen her since then.
Man, look. Kavita is a big girl. She probably doesn't want to be found. Probably gone somewhere and cool out. They check with the hotels.
I would think so, Auntie Myrtle. But they find the car this morning.
What?
Yes, they find the car on the seawall this morning. And blood being on the front seat.
Oh my goodness!
This is more serious than we think, Auntie Myrtle.
Good Lord! What is going on in this place? Every day somebody missing. Murder, accident, man kill woman, or some other tragedy. Even the children aren't safe. Lord, we got to pray for this country.
You're telling me? I could imagine what poor Marla going through. I going over there just now.
I hope they find Kavita and she okay.
Young women get in traffic too. If they find your car and there's blood in it, it could be that you run into the wrong person.
Lord have mercy. Father, take control.
Happy Independence, Auntie Myrtle and Mommy.
Hey.
Hey, Denton.
What happened? Y'all look like somebody dead.
You haven't heard what is going on with Kavita?
Yeah, I know she's missing. I think she probably hiding out somewhere. Kavita would do something like that.
Well, it's a new development.
Okay,
They find a car on the seawall with blood on the front seat.
What you saying, mommy? I got to go.
Denzel, where you going?
To look for her. This is getting serious.
Be careful, Denzel. I go in my mala now.
And I go in and pray.
Guyana is my country, the country I am proud of and also.
Mala, this wasn't the news I was expecting on this Independence Day.
Catalina, I don't know what else to do. I want to be out there looking for she. But since Kavita missing, I sleep and Anil tell me that I need to get some rest.
How you gonna sleep? How you gonna rest on your child missing?
Exactly. He, Kimal, Frederick, and some other people, they're out there looking.
Where you check so far?
She friends, hotels. Frederick even checked the joint account he got with her at Republic Bank to see if she withdraw any money, and nothing.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what to think, Catalina.
She was having problems. I know since she and Denzel break up, he hasn't been himself.
It ain't got nothing to do with Denzel. She father think she involved again with the boy Jonathan.
What?
I even been over there by Eve to see if she over there, but me see she.
Why would Kavita get involved with he again?
She said that they're just friends. But the problem come about because Frederick want to get charged for she pictures them where he didn't leave.
He's still pushing for that?
Yeah, so that's what the two of them got into an argument about, and Kavita left the house.
Oh my gosh. And who is this about the car?
They find it on the seawall. With blood on the front seat.
Oh no.
What it mean, Catalina? What that could mean?
Look, let me don't think about the worst, Marlo. I sure they're gonna find Kavita safe.
And Catalina, what if they don't find she, eh? What if I don't ever see Manata again?
Oh, Mala. Don't think like the man. Everything gonna be okay. Let me pray everything gonna be okay, Mala.
Come in. Hey, Denzel. It's a nice Independence Day surprise.
Zena, I need a big favor from you.
What's going on?
Kavita's still missing.
What?
Nobody knows where she is. And they found her car with blood on the front seat.
Oh no, Denzel.
I want to help look for her. Can I borrow your car?
Yeah, sure. Is there a search party?
Yeah, some people are looking, but I could check some places I know she likes. I just need some transportation to get her.
Alright, cool. I would come with you, but one of my son is coming over. You're having a little holiday get together.
Okay.
All right. Let me get the keys. They're right somewhere around here.
Thanks.
Here you go.
Thank you so much.
You have your license on you, right?
Yeah.
I know it's a serious situation, but please take your time.
I will.
Okay. Be safe.
Yeah, thanks.
Lord, please don't let him crash my car. Please take your time. Denzel, slow down. Did I just make a mistake?
Zena? What is going on? Happy Independence.
Same to you. Denzel was just here to borrow my car. He said Kavita is still missing.
Yes. Catalina is visiting her mother right now. I'm waiting for some updates.
Okay. I'm thinking it wasn't a wise idea lending my car to Denzel.
Oh.
He sped off, and I know when people are upset, they can do stupid things on the road.
Oh, gosh.
I tried calling him, but he's not answering.
All right. I'll call him. Maybe he will quicker answer me, thinking that I might have an update on Kavita.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. I'll get back to you.
Thanks, Miss Myrtle.
We'll speak soon. Let me call this young man.
Hello? Auntie Myrtle.
Why you bar Rosina's car and not answering her?
You know you're not supposed to use your phone when you're driving.
So why are you answering me?
You heard anything about Kavita?
No. Catalina is still over at Marlow.
Okay.
Denzel, take your time, okay?
Yeah, Auntie Myrtle. I'm not going to be reckless on the road. Oh, shoot!
Denzel?
I'm okay. Auntie Myrtle, I'm okay.
What happened?
Somebody just cut in front of me out of nowhere.
Take Zina's car back and come home. I know you want him to look for Kavita. But before you get into an accident with that woman's car, Denzel, take it back.
Okay.
Do it now.
Look, Marlo, I made some tea for you.
Catalina, me feel like I could hold anything down.
Come on. You gotta keep your strength up for Kavita.
Thanks.
I guess no news is good news.
I guess.
Have you ever had feelings of, you know, like harming yourself?
Yes, but she been doing good, man. I don't think that she would hurt herself.
Okay.
I just want to find she. I just want Kavita home.
These young people going through a lot of challenges. Some things we didn't even have to deal with in regeneration.
I know.
Some of them just look like everything normal, but they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulder. They're exposed to so much more than we were, and a lot of them struggling with their mental health.
That's why we got to keep talking to each other, and I just talked to Kavita. I just wish that Frederick would have just respect your wishes and let it go.
He's a father, Marlo. And fathers always want to protect their baby girls.
But look what we're dealing with now, Catalina.
I know.
I just want Kavita to come home. I just want she to come home.
Oh, Marlo, she can come home. You got to believe that with all your heart.
But where the blood could have come from, eh, Catalina? It was on the driver's seat, so to mean that is she blood.
God is in charge. It could have been she injured herself somehow. It doesn't have to mean the worst, Marlo.
But what if it means the worst? Eh? What if Kavita lies somewhere there?
All right, Marlo. All right.
I can't lose my baby, Catalina. I can't lose my baby.
Oh.
I can't handle her.
You're not gonna lose her. You're not going to lose her, Marlo. We're gonna find her and everything is gonna be okay. We got to believe that.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.